Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Is America going to lose its freedom more and more? A recent alarming poll might suggest that. The Ron Paul Institute wrote on January 17, a shocking recent Rasmussen poll highlights just how divided the United States is. Nearly 50% of Democrats support fines or imprisonment for anyone questioning efficacy of COVID shots on social media. Newsmax added on January 17 that 59% of Democrats told Rasmussen they like the idea of the government requiring unvaccinated Americans to stay at home at all times, unless there is an emergency. 45% of Democrats liked the idea of limiting the spread of the virus by having federal or state governments require that citizens temporarily live in designated facilities or locations if they refuse to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Many who have been resistant to getting vaccinated, according to the article, have said they fear the vaccines have been not tested thoroughly and may present a higher health risk than COVID-19. They cite what they say is conflicted advice from government health agencies, which have even drawn fire in recent days from Democrats all the way up to the Biden administration. Others cite religious concerns, saying fetal tissue was used in research. While no such tissue is contained in the two approved mRNA vaccines, that is, Pfizer and Moderna, they do benefit from research into fetal tissue from two elective abortions in 1973 and 1985. But the horrible statistic, according to the poll, doesn't stop where I had stopped. It goes on to say, according to LifeSide News, in an article dated January 17, 47% favor a government tracking program for those who won't get one of the vaccines. 29% would even support temporarily removing parents' custody of their children if parents refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine. And then the article explains that poll respondents tend to understate positions they fear would be perceived negatively by interviewers, so the true number of Democrat voters willing to employ such measures against their fellow Americans may be even higher. And then they say, on Saturday, the Salt Lake Tribune editorial board stated that if Utah was a truly civilized place, Governor Spencer Cox's next move would be to find a way to mandate the kind of mass vaccination campaign we should have launched a year ago, going as far as to deploy the National Guard to ensure that people without proof of vaccination would not be allowed, well, anywhere. Now, these radical concepts are indeed shocking, they are alarming, they are dangerous. Extremely dangerous. And it must be stated that, unfortunately, President Biden and his administration are not guiltless when it comes to attacking the unvaccinated and creating a sentiment against them, labeling them scapegoats. In his speech to the nation on January 4, Biden had this to say, and I quote, "If you are vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected. If you are unvaccinated, you have some reason to be alarmed. Many of you will experience severe illness, and in many cases, if you get COVID-19, if you're not vaccinated, and some will needlessly die. The unvaccinated are taking up hospital beds and crowding emergency rooms and intensive care units. There is no excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. And for parents, who still haven't gotten your kids vaccinated. Please get them vaccinated. Look out for their interests here. It's the best way to protect them. And for parents with kids too young to be vaccinated, surround your kids with people who are vaccinated. And make sure you are masking in public so you do not get COVID and give it to your kids. Now, Fox News responded as follows on January 5. But those who have been vaccinated are still getting sick. The U.S. recorded its record number of COVID-19 cases for a single day on Monday, almost doubling the previous record of about 590,000 set just 4 days earlier. This despite 73% of the U.S. population being at least partially vaccinated and 62% fully vaccinated, according to the CDC, which also noted on December 20 that it expects that anyone with Omicron infection can spread the virus to others, even if they are vaccinated or don't have symptoms. And on January 19, statnews.com published the following statement. New data released Wednesday showed that both vaccination and prior infection offered strong protection against infection and hospitalization from COVID-19 during the Delta wave, and that case and hospitalization rates were actually lower among people who had recovered from COVID-19 than among those who had been vaccinated. The data was released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and health agencies in California and New York. You see, false propaganda always leads to terribly dangerous consequences. It always has. It always will. And so it is high time to wake up. But I have good news for you. Even though it is clear, it's prophesied, it's inevitable that both the United States of America and also, for that matter, the United Kingdom will go down, will experience a downfall internationally and domestically. It is also prophesied that they both will become great again, powerful again, influential again, prosperous again. And how this is going to come about, please read our free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.